75-year-old Naomi Glass is retired, but that does not mean she is inactive.
I never have a day when I have to think about how I'm going to fill it. It's always filled with something or other.
Between her housework and her busy schedule volunteering with various organizations, Naomi is often in motion. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association says she may be prolonging her life. It shows that the more active an elderly person is, the longer he or she may live.
The thing about this study is we measured usual daily activity and not traditional exercise.
This is Dr. Todd Menini at the National Institute on Aging near Washington. He and colleagues collaborated with researchers at several other institutions across the United States to look at about 300 adults aged 70 to 82 who lived independently. They wanted to see if their typical daily energy use was related to longer life. Dr. Menini says the researchers gauged energy expenditure by measuring how much carbon dioxide the study participants expelled.
The first thing you need to know is that anytime we use energy, it's released from the body as carbon dioxide.
Menini's team gave the elderly men and women special water to drink. This made it possible to measure carbon dioxide in their urine.
We found that over an 8-year time period, that older adults in the low activity group had 3 times greater risk of death when compared to older adults in the high activity group.
People in the high activity group tended to climb 2 more flights of stairs a day than those in the low activity group. They were also more likely to work for pay versus volunteering or not working at all. Menini sums it up this way.
The message here is that for older adults, any movement is better than no movement, and that this can come from usual daily activities.
An editorial accompanying the study notes that higher levels of activity do appear to protect health. But the writers, exercise physiologists Stephen Blair of the Cooper Institute in Texas and William Haskell of Stanford University in California, say the Menini study's unique measurement of carbon dioxide expenditure does not document the intensity of the elderly people's activity. They argue that the study's conclusions must be verified by more research. Blair and Cooper say if they are, they could have major implications for exercise recommendations. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.